I'm Dave Grossenheider. John Sliggers will be back tomorrow. Spectators watching the Saturday Merrill Days Parade had the treat of seeing a 1948 Merrill fire truck. Josh DeLutri showed off the piece of history that he plans on driving in area parades and displaying at the Plymouth County Fair.
Well, it's a 1948 that Merrill bought new back in the day. I got it from a local guy, and basically he just wanted to see it going again. I rebuilt the whole engine and got it going. I had to redo the brakes and put a new clutch and a bunch of other stuff, but we got it going for the 150th anniversary, and it's kind of nice to see it going again. Everybody was smiling and happy, you know.
The 22-year-old Merrill man said he used parts of several engines to rebuild the historic fire truck.
I had to find a completely different engine. I actually got a couple engines. I put probably three or four of them together to make one good one to get it done in time, and then I had to do the brakes and I had to do a clutch, and pretty much everything mechanical had to be done on it.
The Plymouth County Sheriff's Office reports a car versus lawnmower collision occurred late Thursday morning of last week. The accident occurred approximately 1 mile east of Highway 140 on C-38. 25-year-old Jamie Carpenter of Cherokee, driving a 2006 Toyota Corolla, was westbound on C-38. When he rear-ended a Grasshopper mower operated by 74-year-old Dean Moaning of Remsen. Moaning was transported by Remsen Ambulance to the hospital with non-threatening injuries. Remsen Fire, Remsen Ambulance, and Plymouth County deputies responded. The Iowa Business Council is co-hosting an event with Wells Enterprises in Lamar's Tuesday morning. Vision to Vitality brings together community members to discuss issues, opportunities, and challenges facing the state and regional economy. Mike Wells, CEO of Wells Enterprises, will highlight some of their efforts in the region. A panel of leaders will join in the conversation, including Lamar's Mayor Rob Bixman, Dustin Wright, CEO of Floyd Valley Healthcare, Barbara Denherter, CEO of the Sioux Center Chamber of Commerce, and Brandon Hoosman, Vice President for Enrollment and Marketing at Dort University. The forum will be held at the Wells Visitor Center and Ice Cream Parlor. From a pork chop in a glove to a taco in a bag to bloomin' onions, there are too many Plymouth County Fair food favorites to mention. Brats and burgers, pizza, barbecue, and ice cream, the list goes on and on. This year, the FFA alumni are serving up a new treat in the Pioneer Village, delicious grilled cheese sandwiches. Scott Toms, a member of the FFA alumni, says there are two varieties of the tasty sandwiches.
We are in the former Luxemburger building down in Pioneer Village, and this year we are going to feature grilled cheese, a choice of cheddar or Swiss, and we're going to do milkshakes and a choice of either chocolate or vanilla. We reach out to the five FFA clubs in Plymouth County to kind of help work the shifts, because we've got so many shifts to put together and to be able to serve people.
Tom says the funds raised will benefit the area FFA chapters.
So the different clubs at the end, you know, whatever we come up with for sales, we'll divvy that up between the different clubs. Lamar's FFA, I'm sure we'll be end up working a shift or two just because it's so busy at the fair. FFA alumni, we like to give back to the members, you know, from scholarships or things that are needed in the classroom.
By the way, grab a piece of pie in the Tri-T booth or 4-H food stand for dessert. The Plymouth County Fair starts Wednesday. I can't wait. I'm Dave Grossenheider.